الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد أنزلنا إليكم كتابا فيه ذكركم أفلا تعقلون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: القرآن حجة لك أو عليك، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. My dear respected brothers in Islam, sisters in Islam, and young friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has once again showered His mercies upon us. And granted us the opportunity to participate in a gathering wherein the glorious Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quranul Majeed, will be completed by a student or a few students of the madrasa, which is run by Masjid-e-Khadara of Oldham. This is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has enabled us to participate in this gathering, which is attributed to His book, which is attributed to his kalam, which is attributed to his word. His ultimate book, the glorious Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this book more than 1400 years ago upon the blessed heart of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the medium of angel Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. The very first verses that were revealed upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were in Makkah Mukarrama, in the cave of Hira, when our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 40 years old. The initial verses of Suratul Alaq, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم اقرأ read بسم ربك in the name of your Rabb, Alladhi Khalaq, who has created you, who has created the whole universe, who has created everything besides him. Read in his name. This was the first meeting that took place in the cave of Hira on the outskirts of Makkah Mukarrama between the leader of the Malaika, Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, and the leader of the humans, the leader of the Anbiya alayhi musallam, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, bit by bit, little, sometimes a whole surah, sometimes a few verses, sometimes only one verse, sometimes part of a verse. Was revealed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 23 years. So the whole Quran was revealed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in 23 years, little by little, bit by bit. Sometimes a whole surah, sometimes a ruku, sometimes a few rukus, sometimes a verse, sometimes a few verses, sometimes part of a verse. Sometimes only a few words. And the Quran was completed upon the final verse, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا, fear that day, تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, in which you will be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear that day when you will have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will have no choice. The time for this return is fixed. It is determined. The angel of death will not come a second earlier, nor will he delay death by a second. Inna ajal Allahi idha jaa la yuakhar. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Exactly on time, Malakul Maut will arrive. He has extracted the souls of millions of people, billions of people, right from Adam Ali Salatu Wassalam until today. He has been extracting the souls of humans. And it is He who is responsible to make sure that we return to our Creator. Never has He come a second earlier, never has He come a second late. This is how perfect His time is. So the last verse that was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. It begins with, اِقْرَأْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْ. Read in the name of your Rabb who has created. Created you, created everything. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقْ. Who has created the human from a clot of blood. Iqra, read. وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمُ. Your Rabb is very, very generous. Read. الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمِ. Iqra, read. وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمُ. Your Rabb is very, very generous. He is the greatest Kareem. الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمِ. Who has educated through the pen. Who gives you ilm through pen. علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. Who taught human what he did not know. When Adam alayhi salatu wasalam descended from the heavens, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam did not know anything whatsoever. اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم. Read. Your Rabb is very, very generous who taught, who educated the human through the pen. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمُ. Who taught human what he did not know. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came into this world, this whole world was new for him. Whole world was new. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so kind to this human that He taught each and every significant and insignificant item to the human. And through the medium of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to teach Adam alayhi salatu wasalam through Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam the basic needs of the human. How to do farming. It was taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala direct through the medium of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. How to do the cooking. How to make flour. The names of all the items. Bowl, utensil, spoon. Each and every item taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So here in these very first verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the humans, the last ummah, that ilm is very essential in your life. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not teach Adam alayhi salatu wassalam and his children what he taught, it would have been virtually impossible for them to stay in this world. Without ilm, without knowledge, without education, you cannot function. If you don't know how to cook, if you don't know how to grow fruits, if you don't know how to grow vegetables, if you don't know where meat and flesh comes from, if you don't know how to consume meat, how to consume flesh, if you don't know how to quench your thirst, if you don't know how to satiate yourself when you are hungry, how would the human race survive till today? All this knowledge that we have today has come directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ilm, importance of ilm. In the very first verse is ilm. Ilm. Ilm is a necessity for a good life in this world, and ilm is a necessity for a good life in the hereafter. If a person wishes to progress as an electrician, he has to have the knowledge of electricity. If a person desires to progress as a doctor, he has to have the knowledge of medicine. If a person desires to progress as an engineer, he has to have knowledge of engineering. If a person desires to progress as a scientist, he has to have the knowledge of science. Without knowledge, a person cannot progress. Similarly, if a person wishes to progress in his relationship with his creator, he has to have knowledge of his creator. The marifat of his creator, the recognition of his creator. So progress in this world, progress in the hereafter, depends on how much knowledge you have. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the necessity of ilm in the very first verses. Without ilm you will not be able to progress. And I have sent you into this world so that you please me, you live your life according to my pleasure. I have sent this final messenger, acquire ilm from him. I will reveal ilm to him, you acquire from him and you follow that ilm, you will become successful in the hereafter. And thereafter for 23 years, the ilm was revealed in the form of Quran. And thereafter more ilm was revealed upon the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the form of a hadith, the first commentary of the Quran. So the Quran is being revealed and the tafsir of the Quran is being revealed at the same time. Wa anzalna ilayka dhikra litubayyana lin-nasi ma nuzzila ilayhim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say wa anzalna ilayka dhikra litaqra'a 'ala an-nasi ma nuzzila ilayhim, that we have revealed this dhikr, this Quran upon you so that you may recite in front of the people what is revealed to them. No, not you will not only recite. Your responsibility is not only to recite the words and convey the words of the Quran. No, your responsibility is to convey the words of the Quran and also the commentary of the Quran. Allah did not put us into this difficulty also, that I am giving you this guidebook and you have to understand it yourself. No. I am giving you this guidebook which guarantees success of this world and the hereafter, and I have sent a messenger who is the best of the messengers. And he has been sent so that he explains to you this guidebook, verbally and practically. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ, we have revealed this dhikr to you, this Quran to you, لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ, so that you clearly explain to people, مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, what has been revealed to them. لَا تُحَرِّكْ بِهِ لِسَانَكَ لِتَعْجَلَ بِهِ إِنَّ عَلِيْنَا جَمْعَهُ وَقُرْآنَهُ فَإِذَا قَرَأْنَاهُ فَاتَّبِعْ قُرْآنَهُ ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا بَيَانَهُ. Allah has taken two responsibilities upon himself. One is to put the Quran to the memory of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter to reveal the commentary of these words and make him explain these words to the ummah. In the initial stages, when Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam used to come with the verses of the Quran, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew his responsibility. If I say to one of my students that I am going to read three sentences, listen very carefully, remember it, and go into the other classroom and repeat those three sentences. He will experience tension, anxiety. I have to remember three sentences and I have to make sure that I don't forget a single word. I have to convey exactly the three sentences, and there is a group of 24 students waiting in the other room. Ya ayyuhar rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka mir rabbik. O my messenger, convey to the ummah what is revealed to you from your Rabb. It is your responsibility. فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَ. And if you are unable to do this, then you have not accomplished your mission. You have to remember what I revealed to you. And you have to convey each and every word to the ummah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the teacher. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his direct student. And the whole ummah is that group of students to whom this student has been given the responsibility to convey more than 6,000 verses of the Quran. Imagine the anxiety, the tension, the worry. So when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to come and he used to recite the glorious Quran or part of the glorious Quran, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do two things at the same time. For example, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to recite, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. And first time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is hearing these words. After saying, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is doing two things. One is trying to remember Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, and listening very carefully to what Jibreel is saying further. So in that situation of worry, his tongue and his lips would move. Inna atinakal kawthar, inna atinakal kawthar, inna atinakal kawthar, inna atinakal kawthar, inna atinakal kawthar. And he's listening to fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Now Jibreel doesn't stop, he continues reciting. So now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inna atinakal kawthar fasalli li rabbika wanhar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, inna atinakal kawthar fasalli li rabbika wanhar. And he is listening very carefully to what Jibreel is saying further. Inna shani'aka huwal abtar. Attention in two directions. Worry, concern, that I must not forget anything, I must convey each and every word, I must remember each and every word, I must convey each and every word. And then the spiritual weight of that wahy. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The Sahaba-e-Kiram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala alayhim ajma'in say that sometimes we saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam sitting on a camel and Jibreel came with the wahy. Because the condition of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to change when Jibreel alayhi salam used to come. So he said, we saw the Sahaba, they saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting on the ground or standing and his condition changing, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam coming, everything of the unseen. What is happening to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only Allah knew. Only the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew. But the Sahaba say that we only realized how weighty the wahy was when we saw him sitting on a camel. And the condition of wahy started. And he said, slowly, 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 the camel could not bear the weight of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was forced to sit down. That is when we realized how heavy the wahy was, the revelation was. Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan saqila. We reveal upon you a very heavy word. لو انزلنا هذا القرآن, if we had revealed this Quran على جبل, on a mountain, لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا, you would have seen that mountain crush into pieces. It would not have been able to bear the weight of this wahy. إن عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال. We offered this amanah, this wahy, this Quran, this deen. To whom? Ala samawat, to the heavens. Wal ard, to the earth. Wal jibal, to the mountains. These great creations. فَأَبَيْنَ أَن يَحْمِلْنَهَا. They will refuse. That we do not have the strength to bear the weight of this wahy. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانُ. And only insan was prepared to bear the weight of this wahy. And from amongst the humans, it was only the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which had the strength to bear the weight of this wahy. نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ. Ruhul Ameen, Jibreel, descended with the wahy, with the Quran on your heart. So the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the runway for the aeroplane of the wahy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine that heart. A Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, I was in my infancy and I began playing around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then with the body of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I began playing around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then with the body of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said that I saw the seal of prophethood on his back between his two shoulders. Seal of prophethood on his back, between the two shoulders. The ulama say between the two shoulders, but not exactly in center. The ulama say it was in line with the heart, on the left hand side, between the two shoulders. And the ulama say that the seal of prophethood, which was fixed to the body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was the physical feature of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it stood out from the rest of the body, but it looked very, very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. The ulama say, the muhakkikin ulama, they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the seal of prophethood in line with the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and exactly in line with that place in the heart where the shaitan whispers. And the ulama have said that through the seal of this prophethood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blocked that place where the waswasa of the shaitan takes place. So imagine the purity of that heart, the cleanliness of that heart. It stood out, the seal of prophethood. But it did not look abnormal. It looked very, very beautiful. In the battle of Uhud, the face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was hurt. He started bleeding. And chips from his teeth came off. Not the whole teeth, chips from the two teeth at the front. The Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in say that after the chips came off, the two teeth became shorter than the other teeth. They say that the beauty of the mouth and the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam increased from before. The most handsome personality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created. Most handsome. Ears perfect, eyes perfect, eyebrows perfect, beard perfect, hands, fingers, joints, forehead perfect. Each and everything perfect.
Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the poet of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day said, wa ahsanu minka lam tara qattu ayni. Oh my messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my eye has not seen anything more handsome than you. Wa ahsanu minka lam tara qattu ayni. Wa ajmalu minka lam talidin nisa'u. No mother has given birth to any child who is more handsome than you. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. You have been created free of every fault. When I see you, it seems as if you have been created the way you wanted to be created. It is as if Allah had made you stand in a market where noses were available and eyes were available and eyebrows were available and you chose everything for yourself. Everything perfect. His existence was a miracle, my friends. His existence was a miracle. His face was an evidence for his and proof for his prophethood. Abdullah ibn Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the great alim of the Jews, he said, when I heard that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is entering Madinah Munawwara, I was a great alim of the Jewish scriptures and we were expecting the final messenger to arrive. He said, I was unfortunate that I could not present myself to in his court in Makkah Mukarramah. So when he was entering Madinah Munawwara, I climbed a roof of a house because I wanted to see him very carefully and recognize him. I had all the signs of the final messenger in my mind from the scriptures that I had studied. So I wanted to check each and every sign. He said, came the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, falamma ra'aytu wajhahu. When my gaze fell upon his face, all these signs in my mind that the final messenger will be like this, the final messenger will be like this, the final messenger, he said, falamma ra'aytu wajhahu. When my gaze fell on his face, tabayyantu anna wajhahu laysa biwajhi kadhab. My heart said to me that this face cannot be the face of a liar. His face was a proof of his prophethood. So handsome the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the khadim of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who spent 10 years serving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How fortunate Anas was radiyallahu anhu. He says, ma shamimtu miskan wala ambaratan atyaba min raihati rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that I have never smelled any musk or any amber. I have never smelled the fragrance of any musk or any amber which was more sweeter and more better than the perspiration of the body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ajmain used to say that if we wanted to find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and if we went to his home and the wives said he is not at home and if we asked where is he and if they said we don't know where he is gone, so we would stand with our backs towards the hujurat of the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we would start sniffing. And the fragrance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to lead us to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wala masistu dibajan wala hariran aliyana min kaffi rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, never felt any type of silk in my life. Anas has never felt any silk, any type of silk, high quality, low quality, which was more softer than the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam one night. He was sat in the open field. Full moon was shining in the heavens. He said, when I realized it was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I thought to myself, today I must see what is more beautiful, the full moon or the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, I looked at the moon, I looked at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I looked at the moon, I looked at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I looked at the moon, I looked at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I concluded that nothing can match the beauty of the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Urdu poet says, Chand se tashbih dena bhi insaf hai. Is it justice to draw a comparison between the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the full moon? Is it justice? Is it justice to say that his face was like the full moon? No, it is not justice. Because the full moon is not clear, it has crater in it. So it doesn't shine all clear. Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, Ida surra, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be in a good mood and in a happy mood, istanara wajhuhu, his face would brighten up and his face would shine. كَأَنَّهُ قِتَعَةُ قَمَرْ, as if it was a piece of the moon. His face would shine as if it was a piece of the moon. So the ulama here have said that why did Ka'b ibn Malik not say that his face would shine like the moon? Why did he say his face would shine like a piece of the moon? This is the answer they have given. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's face, each and every part of his face is to shine. And as far as the full moon is concerned, every part does not shine. The part where the crater lies does not shine. It looks cloudy. So, Ka'b ibn Malik said, it shine, the whole face is to shine like peace. That means that part of the moon, which does not have a crater. So the poet says, Chand se tashbih dena bhi insaf hai, chand mein hai jhaiya. اور حضرت کا چہرہ صاف ہے چاند میں ہے جھائیاں. The full moon consists of crater اور حضرت کا چہرہ, حضرت's face is clean. So which is the most noble part of the human being? Heart is the most noble part of the human being. Heart is the most noble part of the human. If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyes were very noble, his forehead was very noble, his face was very noble, his hands were very noble and handsome, imagine the nobility of his heart. It was protected from wasamis right from childhood. And three times, Jibreel and Mikail alayhi salatu was salam were sent, despite the heart being very pure, three times they were sent. And they operated upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his heart was taken out. And bounties, and blessings, and so many spiritual favors were brought from Jannah and entered into this heart. And after the operation, no mark was seen on his chest. It was washed with zamzam, the heart. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to reveal his kalam, his word upon this heart. And it was this heart that was to treasure more than 6,000 verses of the Quran and their commentary. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is receiving this very, very heavy wahi. Very heavy wahi. Very heavy wahi. The ulama say that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also used to experience phases. He was bashar. He was a human. He was a human. But humans are different from each other. In old time, if you have somebody who is very, very pious, very, very pious, the most pious person in old time, if we put him on one side, and we have another person who is not pious at all, who is the worst person in old time. And if we say, you are both humans, you are both humans, is that disrespect to the pious person? No, they are in reality both humans. But the humans vary from each other. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also a human. Muhammadun basharun. Innama ana basharun mislukum. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I am but a human like all of you. Innama ana basharun mislukum. But there is a difference between you and me. Yuha ilayya. I have been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his final wahy. So we vary. I am a different human. I am a human but different human. So by saying that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a human, we do not disrespect the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find various types of stones in this world. Many stones must be lying around our masjid as well outside, which have no value. And there are certain stones which worth millions. And one of these stones is called Yakut. Yakut. Yakut, I don't know its translation in English, but Yakut is a very, very emerald, very, very expensive stone. Priceless stone. So a poet says in Arabic, Muhammadun basharun, laysa kal bashari. Muhammad was a human but not like humans. Bal huwa yakutun. Bal huwa yakut. He was a yakut. Wan nasu kal hajare. And all the other people are ordinary stones. So yakut is also a stone. So if we say that yakut is a stone, are we disrespecting yakut? Only because we are saying it is stone, so it is stone. But it worth millions. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a human and he used to experience different phases. Sometimes in spirituality he would rise so high that at that time he would in spirituality become so close to the malaika that his human characteristics would be lost. He would not experience hunger, he would not experience thirst. He would become an angelic personality at times. And at times, again he would descend because he had to live like a human to become an example for everybody. So the ulama have said that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to excel in his spirituality, then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasallam used to come in his normal form. And when he used to descend from his spirituality and he would become a human, then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasallam would come in human form. And he would convey the revelation. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is listening to the wahi. And he is trying to memorize at the same time. And he is trying to understand at the same time the following verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he saw his messenger in this anxiety, in this worry, he sent Jibreel with this message. O my messenger, la tuharrik bihi lisanaka lita'jala bih. When Jibreel comes to you, do not move your lips and do not move your tongue. No. Remain calm, relaxed. Why? Because it is not your responsibility to memorize the message that is told by Jibreel. It is my responsibility to make sure that you memorize it. Why should you worry about it? لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به إن علينا جمعه. It is my responsibility to make sure that the words of that wahy sets in your heart. إن علينا جمعه وقرآن. Thereafter it is my responsibility to bring those words on your tongue and make you recite. ثم إن علينا بيانه. And then it is my responsibility to make sure that you are able to explain the words in form of commentary. So two responsibilities the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has. 23 years, it took 23 years to complete the Quran. And اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق, we find these verses in the last chapter. And وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, we find this verse in the third chapter. So the first verse is in the last chapter, last verse in the third chapter. Quran was being revealed bit by bit according to the need of the time. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam knew the full setup of the Quran because he had seen it in the Lawh-e Mahfuz. So he would reveal the verses and tell the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is where these verses go. This is where this surah goes. So it was like a jigsaw puzzle being revealed by Jibreel, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is told by Jibreel that this is where this piece goes, this is where this piece goes, this is where this piece goes. When the whole Quran was revealed completely, it was in front of us from Alhamd till Wannas. So the first verse is ilm, acquire ilm, acquire ilm. And after acquiring ilm, ilm is the whole Quran with its tafsir. And thereafter the last verse, now the whole Quran, the whole way of life is in front of you. What do you need to do? وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, fear that day when you will be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when you have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ. And then each person will be fully given the retribution for whatever that person has done in this world. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Any person who has done an atom of good in this world, he will see it on the day of Qiyamah. An atom of evil, he will see it on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to us on the day of Qiyamah, iqra kitabak, read your book of deed, read your whole life, read your biography. There are two angels, kiraman katibin, ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. They are fully aware of whatever you do. Wa inna alaykum lahafidin. There are two supervisors, supervising you all the time, monitoring you all the time. Kiraman katibin, ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. They fully know what you do. Ma yalfizu min qawlin illa ladayhi raqibun atid. Even when the human utters a single word, this malaika, if it is good, the one on the right writes down. If it is evil, the one on the left writes down. Each and everything is being recorded. Right from the time we became baligh until today and until we breathe our last, my friends, everything is being recorded by the malaika. And on the day of Qiyamah, this book of deeds will be put forward to us. And Allah will say, Iqra kitabak, read your book of deed. Read your biography. Whole life will be there. Read your biography. Those things will be there which we have remembered, and those things will be there which we have forgotten. Iqra kitabak. Kaffa bi nafsikal yawma alayka hasiba. Today you are enough to reckon yourself. We will all read our book of deeds, flip through our book of deeds. And what will we say? Ma li hadhal kitab. What is this book? لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. it neither leaves anything minor nor major, but it has recorded it. Every minor, every major item is recorded. At that time, the sinner, what will he feel? يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْذَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ. When each person will find on the day of Qiyamah, every good that he has done and every evil that he has done, what will he feel? تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. He will wish that there was a long distance between himself and the day of Qiyamah. There was a long distance between himself and the day of Qiyamah. Why? Because he will fear the worst. He will fear the worst. My friends, especially my young friends, when we are sinning, when we are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we are doing wrong, behind closed doors, during the darkness of the night, with friends, without friends, remember that there is somebody watching us. Remember that Allah is watching me. Allah is Basir. He is all seeing. Allah is Sami. He is all hearing. Allah is Qareeb. He is near me. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. He is with you wherever you are. Allah is Alim. He has full knowledge of whatever we are doing. Allah is Khabir. He is fully aware of whatever we are doing. And the Malaika are also writing down. So Allah is aware, the Malaika are aware. And these very friends that accompany us in our disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will also witness against us on the day of Qiyamah. These very friends, they will also witness against us on the day of Qiyamah. And Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi says that the whole creation is intelligence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is intelligence bureau for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that this member, it will witness on the day of Qiyamah that I was talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these brothers were listening about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This carpet will witness in our favor on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. These fans, these lights, these tiles, these pillars, these windows, these tiles, they will all witness in our favor on the day of Qiyamah. Similarly, wherever we are sinning, that portion of the earth, and whatever is watching us at that moment, they will all witness against us on the day of Qiyamah. Even the limbs of our bodies will witness against us on the day of Qiyamah. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we will argue with Allah, we will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, this book of deed was prepared by your angels. This book of deed that you are presenting against us, it was prepared by whom? Your angels. We want a third party. A third party who neither belongs to you nor belongs to us. A neutral person to say that yes, you committed this sin. They will argue you even with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To somehow save themselves from the fire of Jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim. I will say on the day of Qiyamah that this day I will seal your tongues. Now your tongues will not be able to speak. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ. Now your hands will speak. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ. And your feet will speak. The hands will speak. The feet will speak. Slowly, slowly, the whole body will speak. The eyes will speak. that I used to commit this sin, I used to commit this sin, I used to commit this sin. The ears will speak, I used to do this, I used to do that. The hands will speak, I did this, I did that. The feet will speak, I did this, I did that. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the seal from the tongue and will give the tongue the ability to speak. The tongue now will speak against the same person. يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلِيهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. So our body will witness against us on the day of Qiyamah. Our own body. With our tongues we will try to save our body from the fire of Jahannam. That very body that we are trying to save from the fire of Jahannam will witness against us. Please my friends. Please. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Fear that day when we will return and we will be made to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order to understand the future, we need to look at the back. For example, I am 51 years old. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to give me, let's say, another 51 years, which is a very remote possibility. But if Allah is to give me another 51 years, in order to understand these 51 years, if I look ahead of me, then 51 years seems a very long time. So in order to understand time, you don't look forward, you look at the back. In order to understand the coming 51 years, I have to look at the back. Where has my 51 years gone? How long were they? What have I achieved in those 51 years? All the disobediences to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the enjoyments, all the ecstasies, all the luxuries, all the comforts, where have they gone now? Where are they? And if I look back, it seems as if I was 15 years old only a few moments ago and I've become 51. There is nothing, history is nothing, history is zero. In order to understand the coming whole year, my friends, we have to look at the year that has passed. How long does it seem? So if you look at the past, many of you are 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, 15-year-olds, there are 25-year-olds, 30-year-olds. The youth, look at the past 25 years, look at the past 20 years. That is what remains now. Let us make the most out of the time that we have at hand. Let us make the most out from the time that we have at hand. What is gone is gone. Past is gone. That is not in our hands. Future is future. We don't know whether we will live till tomorrow or not. So make the most out of the time that we have at hand now, present. Present. Present is what we should concentrate on. And we should make utmost effort in making sure that we do not do anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we do anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we should immediately repent and make Him happy. So Allah should always remain happy with us. This is the message I want to leave you with. Allah should always remain happy with us. And in order to make Allah happy or keep Him happy, we make sure that we don't do anything wrong. 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 As soon as we do something wrong, Allah becomes unhappy. So we immediately repent and make Him happy again. And thereafter again we try to keep Him happy. So live your lives with this new cycle from today. No more sins. Nothing that will make Allah unhappy. And as soon as we do something that makes Allah happy, make Him happy again through tawbah. Through tawbah. When we are writing something, with a pen on an exercise book, on a paper, and if you make a mistake, we use Tippex. So I tell my young friends that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Tippex for us. Right from the time of Adam alayhi salam. And this Tippex will erase the evil aspects of our lives. any mistake that we make, which is written in our book of deeds, that he has committed adultery, he has committed fornication, he swore at somebody, he lied, he cheated, he disobeyed his mother, he disobeyed his father, he insulted an alim, a hafiz, he did this, he did that. Wrong item in our book of deeds. Use tipex of tawbah. Tipex of tawbah. And clear your book of deeds. So that on the day of Qiyamah, when we are made to read our book of deeds, we feel happy. We become happy that alhamdulillah, it is all clear. Connect to the Quran. Read the Quran on a daily basis. Read the Quran on a daily basis. The mashayikh, they encourage us to recite at least one juz per day. And the huffaz need to recite at least three juz. So the non-huffaz need to recite one juz per day. And the huffaz need to recite three juz. But if we are unable to recite three, at least two. If not two, then at least one. Those of us who are unable to recite one from the non-huffaz, at least recite three quarter, at least recite half. At least recite quarter, at least recite one ruku, but on a daily basis. Daily basis. So make a firm resolution that inshallah from today on a daily basis we will begin from Suratul Fatiha and little by little we will recite the Quran until we complete the Quran. We will sit in the company of the ulama and try to understand the message of the Quran. Whenever the ulama speak, they speak in the light of Quran and Hadith. So we will try to understand the message of the Quran. And thereafter we will try to practice the Quran. Practice the Quran. And those of us who are huffaz, who have put the whole Quran to memory, we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should make sure that we keep it to memory until we breathe our last. The young huffaz who will be completing their last verses today, who will be reciting the last verses today and completing the Quran, a special appeal to them that after so much effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has treasured the Quran in your heart. Now don't become neglectful and don't become ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and don't let this ni'mat go down the drain. Maulana is hafiz of the Quran. Maulana is hafiz of the Quran. Maulana is hafiz of the Quran. So we will say Hafiz Sahib, Hafiz Sahib, Hafiz Sahib. And maybe there are individuals at the back who cannot be called Hafiz Sahib. If somebody says Hafiz Sahib, immediately somebody will say, no, he is not Hafiz of the Quran. He is not Hafiz Sahib. The person himself will say, you have misunderstood me. I look like a Hafiz, but I am not a Hafiz of the Quran. I am not Hafiz of the Quran. So why is it that if we say Hafiz Sahib here, nobody objects. If we say Hafiz Sahib here, nobody objects. If we say Hafiz Sahib here, nobody objects. But if we say Hafiz Sahib there, people will object. If we say Hafiz Sahib there, people will object. Why? What is the difference between the two? The difference is that these three people know the Quran. And the other three have not memorized the Quran. So similarly, a person who memorizes the Quran and thereafter he forgets the Quran, he remains a Hafiz no more in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can you call him a Hafiz? Because now he has returned to his original state. He doesn't know the Quran. So the people will call him Quran, assuming that he has memorized the Quran and it must be intact in his heart. But he himself knows that between me and Allah, I am not a Hafiz of the Quran anymore. And according to one tafsir, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْقَى وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, one who turns his face away from my Quran. According to one tafsir, Allah is mentioning the huffaz of the Quran. And many people tend to think that once you become a Quran and you have a jalsa of the Quran and you complete the Quran and you are given the title of Hafiz of the Quran, Jannat is yours. No, my friends. No, you have to keep the Quran until you breathe your last in your heart. If you don't, man arada an dhikri, one who turns his face away from the Quran, that means one who forgets the Quran. one who does not keep the Quran to memory, one who does not recite the Quran, one who does not practice the injunctions of the Quran. فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دَنْكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a very rough life in this very world. Allah will give him a very rough life in this very world. He will suffer financially, or his wife will torture him, his children will torture him, he will become a victim of illnesses, and he will not be able to practice patience. A rough life, a very very hard life. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. On the day of Qiyamah, we will resurrect him as a blind person. So in the field of Mahshar, he will find it difficult to walk. He will say, رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Oh my Rabb, why have you resurrected me as a blind person? In the world, I was not blind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا. My verses were transferred into your heart, and thereafter you threw them out from your heart. فَنَسِيتَ. You forgot my verses of the Quran. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. So likewise, today you will be punished. You will be punished in return of your neglect towards Quran, and today you will be completely forgotten. That means no importance will be given to you in the hereafter. So all the huffaz, the new huffaz and all the other huffaz who have memorized the Quran, be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep it to memory. And in order to keep it to memory, if we recite 3 juz on a daily basis, we will be able to keep it to memory. If we cannot recite 3 juz, then read 1 juz 3 times a day. 1 juz 3 times a day. So in 1 month you would have completed 3 Qurans. Read the Quran on a daily basis. And those of us who have forgotten, including those brothers who have not memorized the whole Quran, part of the Quran. Some of us have memorized Surah Yasin and have forgotten. Suratul Mulk and forgotten. Suratul Kahf and forgotten. The 30th juz and forgotten. All of us. If we have forgotten any part of the Quran, then let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will re-memorize it. And we will re-memorize it, and we will make sure that Allah is happy with us. So connect yourself to the Quran. And connecting to the Quran means read the Quran, understand the Quran through authentic sources, reliable sources. As I said, not only were the verses revealed, even the tafsir was revealed. So the words are coming from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the tafsir is coming from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we need to sit in the company of the ulama only by reading translations and trying to understand Quran according to our faculty of intellect is incorrect. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this is incorrect. So we need to understand the Quran and also practice the Quran. Practice the Quran, practice the Quran. When we connect ourselves to the Quran, on the day of Quran, the Quran will speak in our favor in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the Quran speaks in our favor, we will definitely go in Jannah, and we will be granted the company of the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin. And those people who learn the Quran, understand the Quran, read the Quran, understand the Quran, practice the Quran, then they will enlighten their hearts with the noor of taqwa. They will enlighten their hearts with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And their hearts will be enlightened with the noor of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will themselves benefit, they will benefit their families, and they will benefit their locality and the whole ummah, inshallah. Through them, the whole ummah will be guided. So I congratulate those young boys who have treasured the whole Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept them. And may Allah give them the tawfiq to retain the Quran to memory until they breathe their last. And may Allah make them ulama-i rabbaniyin, who will serve the ummah, who will serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I congratulate the parents, I congratulate the asatida, the head teacher, the principal, the committee, and the whole community of Oldham. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all barakat of this gathering, barakat of the Quran. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها، وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعلنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان، واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم اجعل وسابس قلوبنا خشيتك وذكرك. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك. اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين الله كثيرا. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك، ولا تنسنا ذكرك، ولا تهتك عنا سترك، ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين.
يا رب كل شيء بقدرتك على كل شيء اغفر لنا كل شيء حتى لا تسألنا عن شيء اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت عالم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق ووحد صفوفهم اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا وسائقنا وقائدنا إلى جنات النعيم يا أرحم الراحمين رحمك معاملہ فرما يا أكرم الأكرمين كرمك معاملہ فرما يسر سهولك معاملہ فرما عفو عافیت کا معاملہ فرما فضل و عنایت کا معاملہ فرما حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما ہماری سیئیات کو معاف فرما الہ العالمین ہم بڑے گنہگار ہیں ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں اے ارحم الراحمین ہمارے جسم کا بال بال رواں رواں تیرا مجرم ہے اے ارحم الراحمین ہمیں معاف فرما دے ہمیں معاف فرما دے ہمیں معاف فرما دے ہم سے راضی ہو جا اے ارحم الراحمین ہم سے راضی ہو جا اے ارحم الراحمین ہم سے راضی ہو جا اے ارحم الراحمین ہمیں ان کاموں کی توفیق عطا فرما جس سے تو راضی ہوتا ہے تجھے ناراض کرنے والے کاموں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اے ارحم الراحمین شیطان کے نفس کے مکائد سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اے ارحم الراحمین مرنے سے پہلے پہلے مرنے کی تیاری کی توفیق عطا فرما اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین اپنی محبت عطا فرما اپنا تعلق نصیب فرما اپنا قرب خاص نصیب فرما اے ارحم الراحمین اپنے اولیاء میں شامل فرما اے ارحم الراحمین حسن خاتمہ کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما اے ارحم الراحمین بری موت سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اے ارحم الراحمین آخرت کی ساری منزلیں آسان فرما نام اعمال دائیں ہاتھ میں نصیب فرما الہ العالمین بغیر حساب کے جنت میں داخل فرما جہنم سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اپنی ناراضگی سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اپنے غصے سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اپنی لعنت سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اے ارحم الراحمین نظر کرم فرما دے نظر کرم فرما دے ہماری طرف نظر کرم فرما دے اے ارحم الراحمین اس بچے کے تکمیل حفظ قرآن کی برکت سے ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہم سب کی دنیاوی اخروی جائز حاجتیں پوری فرما ہم سب کی دنیاوی اخروی مصیبتوں کو دور فرما ہم سب کو دنیاوی اخروی خیرات سے مالا مال فرما برکات سے مالا مال فرما اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین اس بچے کو بھی بے انتہا قبول فرما الہ العالمین اس بچے کو بھی بے انتہا قبول فرما, الہ العالمین اسے ہدایت سے سرفراز فرما, اسے قرآن کی نعمت کی حفاظت کی توفیق عطا فرما, الہ العالمین الفاظ قرآن تو نے اس کے سینے میں محفوظ کر دیا ہے, الہ العالمین معانی قرآن کو, مطالب قرآن کو, تفسیر قرآن کو, انوار قرآن کو اس کے سینے میں محفوظ فرما دے, الہ العالمین اسے علماء ربانیین میں شامل فرما, اسے محدثین مفسرین اولیاء امت دعات میں شامل فرما, اے ارحم الراحمین اسے امت کا خیر خواہ بنا دے, اسے امت کا ہمدرد بنا دے, اسے سالف سلف صالحین کے طریق پر چلا دے, الہ العالمین اسے اپنے ماں باپ کے لیے, اپنے اساتذہ کے لیے, ہم سب کے لیے نجات کا ذریعہ بنا دے, اسے ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا دے, الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین اس مجمع میں جتنے حفاظ ہیں الہ العالمین سب کو شرف قبول عطا فرما, سب کو مرتے دم تک قرآن کے ایک ایک حرف کی حفاظت کی توفیق عطا فرما, انہیں قرآن کی خدمت کے لیے قبول فرما, الہ العالمین اخلاص نصیب 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 فرما, یا رب الرحیمین ہمارے قلوب کو اپنی محبت سے منور فرما, ہمارے قلوب کو فضائل سے اخلاق حمیدہ سے آراستہ فرما, ہمارے قلوب کے رذائل کو دور فرما, ہمارے دلوں کو شرک سے پاک فرما, کفر سے پاک فرما, نفاق سے پاک فرما, بدعتوں سے پاک فرما, برے خیالات سے پاک فرما, نفرتوں سے پاک فرما, حسد سے پاک فرما, بغض سے پاک فرما, بخل سے پاک فرما, شہوت پرستی سے پاک فرما, ناجائز محبتوں سے پاک فرما, دنیا کی حد سے زیادہ محبت سے پاک فرما, اے ارحم الراحمین ہر قسم کے رذیلے سے ہمارے دل کو پاک فرما, الہ العالمین ہمارے دل گندے ہو چکے ہیں ان کی صفائی کی توفیق عطا فرما, ان کی صفائی کی توفیق عطا فرما, ہمارے ظاہر اور باطن کی اصلاح فرما دے, ہمارے ظاہر اور باطن کی اصلاح فرما دے, الہ العالمین ہم سے راضی ہو جا, ہم سے راضی ہو جا, ہم سے راضی ہو جا, اے ارحم الراحمین بہت گناہ ہوئے ہیں, الہ العالمین قدم قدم پہ تیری نعمتیں استعمال کرتے رہے اور تیری ہی نافرمانی کرتے رہے, الہ العالمین آنکھیں تیری نافرمان ہے, ہماری آنکھوں سے بہنے والے آنسو گناہوں کی گندگیوں میں آلودہ ہے, الہ العالمین زبان ہماری گناہوں سے گندی ہے, کان ہمارے گناہوں سے گندے, ہاتھ الہ العالمین گناہوں سے گندے, قدم گناہوں سے گندے, ہمارا دماغ گناہ کی سوچ سوچ کر گندے, الہ العالمین جسم کا وہ کون سا عضو ہے, بال بال روح روح تیرا نافرمان ہے, تیرا ناشکرا ہے, الہ العالمین تیرے فضل کے بغیر, تیری رحمت کے بغیر, تیری مہربانی کے بغیر, تیرے لطف کے بغیر, الہ العالمین نجات نجات کا کوئی الہ العالمین امکان نہیں ہے, الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین لطف و کرم کا معاملہ فرما دے, فضل و کرم کا معاملہ فرما دے, اپنی رحمت کی چادر میں لپیٹ دے, الہ العالمین سچی پکی توبہ کی توفیق عطا فرما, الہ العالمین ہماری توبہ بھی جھوٹی ہوتی ہے, الہ العالمین تجھ سے معافی مانگتے ہیں اس میں بھی ہم جھوٹے ہیں, الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین جھوٹے رونا بھی ہمارا جھوٹا ہے, الہ العالمین آنسو بھی ہمارے جھوٹے ہیں, الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین ہم دھوکے میں پڑے ہوئے ہیں, الہ العالمین خود کو دھوکہ دے رہے ہیں, الہ العالمین اس دھوکے سے نکال دے, اس دھوکے سے نکال دے, اس دھوکے سے نکال دے, تاریکیوں سے نکال دے, روشنی میں لے آ, الہ العالمین علم و عمل سے آراستہ فرما, علماء کی, حفاظ کی, مفتیوں کی, اہل علم کی قدردانی کی توفیق عطا فرما, اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین اس مسجد کو, اس مسجد کے تحت چلنے والے مدرسے کو, یہاں کے علماء اور الہ العالمین یہاں یہاں کے حفاظ اور یہاں کے یہاں دین کی خدمت کرنے والے اور یہاں جتنے دین کے کام ہو رہے سب کو بے انتہا قبول فرما, الہ العالمین قدم قدم پہ برکت رحمت نصرت نازل فرما, الہ العالمین پورے اولہم میں اور اس پورے علاقے میں جتنے دینی ادارے ہیں, جتنی مساجد ہیں, جتنے مدارس ہیں, جتنی خانقاہیں ہیں, دعوت و تبلیغ کا کام ہے, الہ العالمین جتنے دینی کام ہو رہے سب کو بے انتہا قبول فرما, سب کو شرف قبول عطا فرما, سب کو آپس میں ایک دوسرے کا معاون بنا دے, الا
رب العالمین سب کو شیر و شکر کر دے, سب کو ایک اور نیک بنا دے, سب کو ایک دوسرے کے کام کو سمجھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین ہمارے نیک کاموں کو شیطان آپس میں رنجشیں پیدا کر کے برباد کر دیتا ہے. الہ العالمین اس حقیقت کو سمجھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین دین کے جتنے کام ہیں, جس جس لائن کے ہیں, الہ العالمین یہ سب تجھ تک جوڑنے کے لیے ہے. الہ العالمین سب کی کوشش یہی ہے کہ لوگ تجھ سے جڑ جائے. الہ العالمین ان سب کاموں کو احترام کی نظر سے دیکھنے والا بنا دے. اے ارحم الراحمین ہم میں جو پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, جو مصیبت زدہ ہے عافیت عطا فرما, جو بیمار ہیں انہیں شفائے کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ دائمہ نصیب فرما, ظاہری باطنی جسمانی روحانی تمام بیماریوں سے نجات عطا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین جو بھی اولادیں انہیں اولاد صالح عطا فرما, اولاد والوں کو اولاد کی طرف سے آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک نصیب فرما, بے رشتہ ہے انہیں نیک رشتہ عطا فرما, جو شادیوں کے لیے تیار نہیں ہوتے انہیں نیک سمجھ عطا فرما, ہمت عطا فرما, ان کے لیے وسائل پیدا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین جن رشتوں میں اور جن رشتہ داریوں میں جن تعلقات میں ناچا گیا ہے انہیں ختم فرما. الہ العالمین جو اولاد نافرمان ہیں انہیں اپنے ماں باپ کے سینے سے لگا دے. الہ العالمین جو لوگ گھروں سے بھاگے ہوئے ہیں انہیں واپس لوٹا دے. الہ العالمین جو گناہوں والی زندگیاں گزار رہے ہیں انہیں الہ العالمین ہدایت والی زندگی عطا فرما. الہ العالمین ہم سب کو تیری نافرمانی کی ذلت سے نکال کر تیری اطاعت کی عزت میں داخل فرما دے. تیری نافرمانی کی ذلت سے نکال کر تیری اطاعت کی فرما برداری میں, تیری اطاعت کی عزت میں داخل فرما دے. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین غفلت سے بچا لے, غفلت سے بچا لے, غفلت سے بچا لے. الہ العالمین غفلت سے بچا لے. الہ العالمین بالخصوص جب تیری بارگاہ سے خاص خاص روحانی نعمتیں لٹ رہی ہو اس وقت الہ العالمین غفلت کے پردوں کو چاک کر کے ہمیں اپنی طرف متوجہ فرما دے. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین ہم نے جو کچھ مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا نہیں مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما. آپ کے محبوب پیغمبر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی مانگی ہوئی ہر خیر عطا فرما, جن شرور سے پناہ مانگی تھی ان سے پناہ عطا فرما, جن جن بھائیوں نے بہنوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے لکھا ہے, جو ہم سے متوقع ہے, جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے, جو ہم سے محبت رکھتے ہیں, تعلق رکھتے ہیں, بالخصوص ہمارے ماں باپ, ہمارے اساتذہ, ہمارے مشائخ, ہمارے دوست احباب, حاضرین مجلس, شرکائی مجلس, محبین, محسنین, اہل و عیال, بھائی بہن, رشتہ دار, سبھی کے تمام جائز نیک مقاصد کو پورا فرما, مرحومین کی مغفرت فرما. ہمارے اساتذہ, ہمارے مشائخ, ماں باپ میں سے جو جو زندہ ہیں ان کی عمروں میں, ان کے فیوز میں برکت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین ان کی دعاؤں کو ہماری طرف متوجہ فرما, ان کی شفقتوں کو ہماری طرف متوجہ فرما. الہ العالمین جو انتقال کر گئے ہیں انہیں اپنی بارگاہ میں بلندی درجات عطا فرما, ہماری طرف سے جزائے خیر عطا فرما. الہ العالمین مسلمانان عالم کی حال پہ رحم فرما. الہ العالمین مسلمانان عالم کی حال پہ رحم فرما. الہ العالمین بالخصوص ممالک اسلامیہ کی حفاظت فرما, ممالک اسلامیہ کے مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما, ممالک اسلامیہ کو اچھے حکمران نصیب فرما, دین سے محبت رکھنے والے حکمران نصیب فرما, تیری مخلوق سے محبت رکھنے والے اچھے حکمران نصیب فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین ہمارے اس ملک کی بھی حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین سیلاب سے, آندھیوں سے اس کی حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین یہ عذاب کی شکلیں ہیں جو ہمارے گناہوں کی وجہ سے الہ العالمین ہم پہ آ رہی ہیں. الہ العالمین ہمیں خواب غفلت سے بیدار فرما دے, سچی پکی توبہ کی توبہ عطا فرما دے. الہ العالمین جہاں جہاں سیلاب ہے وہاں کے لوگوں کو سکون عطا فرما, صبر عطا فرما, عافیت عطا فرما, حفاظت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین سیلاب کی شکلوں کو ختم فرما, آندھیوں کی شکلوں کو ختم فرما. الہ العالمین عافیت عطا فرما, سب کو عافیت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین ہر قسم کے عذاب سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. اللہم انا نسألک من الخیر کلہ عاجلہ وآجلہ ما علمنا منہ وما لم نعلم, ونعوذ بک من الشر کلہ عاجلہ وآجلہ ما علمنا منہ وما لم نعلم. اللہم انا نسألک من خیر ما سألک عبدک ونبیک, ونعوذ بک من شر ما عاذ به عبدك ونبيك. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل, ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تجعل كل قضاء قضيته لنا خيرا ورشدا. اللهم كل خير لكل مسلم ومسلمة ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين